whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour here on 96.5 The Fan for Mac, Bob, and myself before we head off to the weekend and slumber in.
I think this is the weekend a lot of people are going to be getting out, though, right?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, I had to. Eventually, I just was going to go stir crazy. Great movie, by the way. Gene Wilder.
Even I go stir crazy. I don't like really going anywhere. I'm very introverted, but I was even going stir crazy the last couple of days.
Yeah. It's, got to do it, man.
Hey, there's blue sky.
Sweet.
Haven't seen that in a month.
Are you ready to just see grass? Am I at that point where it's like, can I see grass?
Like, we literally saw grass on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe not Sunday, but Saturday, right? And here we are, not even a week later, we're like, just let me see the lawn.
Please.
Please.
Come back.
I want my grass back. You know, you don't know how much you're going to miss your grass when it's taken away. Like, here we are, three grown men wanting our grass back.
I'm just ready to mow.
You can hear the sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
From the 563, how is it Brandon Staley's fault Justin Herbert played awful in the second half of that game and blew a 27-point lead?
Justin Herbert did play awful in the second half of that game. And as the head coach, you have to recognize your guy is ass and change the game plan and just start handing the ball off and shortening the game. It's not that hard. It's not hard to be an NFL coach. I've said this for years.
It's not?
No. They make it hard. They make it hard. Like, Brandon Staley made coaching hard. You watched him, you're like, oh my God, you're taking something that's not that difficult and turning it into a quadratic equation here, man.
I know that I'm hard. That'll live forever. I guess we had that one on lock. He just had to go one step over and boom. It is what it is. Let's get to the Richard of the Week.
Did not have
You're ready to play the I know I'm hard, but you couldn't play the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Just sounds like you guys need snowblowers. No, Emily gave me one the other day. Thank God. I got one now. My wife just did the entire street, by the way.
Wow. Did she remember to take a break? Use her knees.
Yeah. Take a break. Bend your knees. Don't throw too much ice melt down. What was the other one?
I don't know.
Shove early and often.
Consider your neighbors.
Yeah, you got to consider your neighbors, man.
Yeah, and you got to bundle up.
Yeah.
You know?
Shovel early and often. Fresh snow is easier to remove than packed snow. Try to shovel shortly after snowfall to make the task more manageable. Again, this is an email from the HOA. Use safe techniques. Bend at your knees, lift with your legs, and to avoid straining your back, take breaks if needed.
You know, when you eat, you should use your utensils to help.
That's right. Yeah. Consider your neighbors. If you have elderly or disabled neighbors, offer to help them with their shoveling. A small act of kindness can go a long way.
I try to tell you that every day.
Did somebody go to, like, the accessory store to get all these things? Like, where do you find these? This is clearly something AI generated, right? Tips on shoveling.
The live, laugh, love AI.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
For your health, Steve Brule, Dr. Brule's Rules. Richard of the Week. Mine, I'll start this one off. Mine is just scammers, frauds, people that constantly, my friend Lauren, she keeps getting constant calls of people like, who are you? Why are you calling me? Scammers, fraud people. Richards took me for $1,200. Luckily, Commerce Bank, sweethearts, reimbursing me. Eventually, account locked up. Can't spend any money. Straight cash, homie. That's all I got. Richard of the Week. Scammers, frauds. It should be made easy, right? If you have locked out of a device, you should be able to be safe and feel free to call somebody and know that it's a hotline number that you can trust. Partially my fault. I get it. But seriously, to have no heart, no soul, and peace of mind to know what you're doing is wrong. Not only that, normally the attackers attack senior citizens.
Yes,
normally,
they do.
Like one time my grandfather, no longer with us, RIP Mr. Charles, he got scammed. Somebody sent him a message on Facebook, said, hey, it's your granddaughter. I'm in jail. I got a DUI. Can you wire me $5,000? What'd he do? was in pure panic, wired $5,000. Daughter was sitting at home on the couch, didn't know it. Took advantage of an older guy. Scammers,
happens
frauds, Richard.
All the time.
All it's these guys. Richard.
Terrible.
I mean, literally, this weekend, I will watch the movie The Beekeeper. I was talking to a couple of people yesterday. Sawyer, our engineer guy, he's like, because I had to redo my email yesterday, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, here's what happened. He goes, these people suck. And I've heard that guy say five words, and that was like, these people suck. That was the newest thing. So, I mean, it's just... it's tough, man. Like, I know it's partially my fault, and I own that, and I will put that on my resume of ownership. But again, like, the ability to do this and go through with it and to have the cold-hearted, self-centered, egotistical, rude mindset to know what you're doing is wrong and to go through with it and to just be like, all right, have a good day, see you later. And then you look at your account and you're like, what just happened?
How much are those guys getting paid to do this?
Yeah, one guy got $1,200.
No, you think they're getting that money, like, that's their cash?
I don't know.
Do you think they work for a corporation, if you will?
I mean,
does this? Or,
well, like, this was apparently...
loosely used term corporation, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, the way that the lady in Security of Commerce Bank tracked it down is it was a place in, like, India that got me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, they're never going to get this money because we've stopped it and we blocked it and whatever. Maybe they do get, I don't know. But, yeah, it's tough. Like, those people that are like, go get gift cards and do this. Have my dad, man. My dad's a big high up guy in their church, and they, you know, found his, you know, bio and were like, hey, there's these kids at this church that would really love this opportunity. If you go to CVS and get these, boom, gone. Just like Richard of the week, man. Richard of the year. Scammers.
Seriously.
Prank callers that call you all the time. Like, is this David? No, stop calling me.
Yeah,
literally, because then guess what? Now what you've done is you maybe not want to answer the phone for anyone, and it might be LA asking me to come work, and I'm going to be like, stop calling the wrong number, ass. Oh, I guess you're not getting the job.
It doesn't matter that you can't trust phone calls anymore. You can't trust text messages, any of that kind of stuff, right?
And yeah.
So we were scammed, you know, 2 years ago out of, I don't know, $3,500 or whatever it was. It's awful. The number came from our bank, and so we thought it was the bank. I mean, that's the way it is. And so I will recommend to everybody, and I can't recommend this enough, you're not that important in life to not have the spam filter turned on your phone. Mm-hmm. And that way, when somebody who is not in your phone calls, it goes right to voicemail. And if it's an important call or something you need, they will leave a message and then you will call them back. This is the best preventative message I can give you on this, because we're all busy. We're all caught up in life. That phone rings. Sometimes you answer it. You don't know what's going on. Like happened with my wife. She was in the middle of doing 10 different things and whatnot and got burned by it. So what I'll suggest this to you. I think it's iPhone. I don't know if Droids have them or not. I'm sure they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Go look for your spam call blocker, and it will block every call that is not in your phone. Every single call that comes in that you don't have programmed in your phone will go right to voicemail, and it will save you the time of having to try to figure out what's going on, because sometimes you can say words on the phone. They'll record you now in this AI stuff and make it sound just like you.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my parents about it because they get scammed all the time, and then I get phone calls. Are you in jail? Are you in trouble? Please stop. So we've got to come up with stuff like that, because they do go after the elderly. They do go after the 37. They go after everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I was going to say, do that as the first step. Put the spam block call filter on your phone and eliminate anybody's phone call that comes in from a number that is not in your phone.
Yeah.
And that's step one.
And again, we said it yesterday, the app that I got that they said was helpful is called Help Desk Host. Do not do that. And what I've been told by technicians is if they ask you to download an app, hang up the phone immediately. Immediate red flag. So just that's mine. You guys take the floor.
Yep. Mac, you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yours kind of leads into mine in general. So we start with you.
I'm going to give it my Richard of the Week to this millionaire Los Angeles CEO who posted a message online offering to pay private firefighters, quote, any amount to protect his home from the Palisades wildfires. Keith Wasserman, co-founder of real estate investment company Gelt Venture Partners, posted the tone-deaf hunt for his own private smoke eaters on X Tuesday as the rapidly spreading blaze ripped through the area. Quote, does anyone have access to private firefighters to help protect our home? Need to act fast here. All neighbors' houses burning. We'll pay any amount. Thank you. This guy is so tone-deaf.
Hit a thank you?
F you.
This guy is so tone-deaf that he thinks, because he has money, there's private firefighters waiting to be called to go fight a blaze. I just, the people who just don't get reality and how the real world operates just always pisses me off. That guy can go pound sand.
Well, it just makes me think of that guy he's talked about, Bob, holding his hose, trying to fight the fire. Meanwhile, there's this rich guy.
That's right. God, the guy who died in the fire, and they finally found the body, and his garden hose was still in his hand. He's trying to put out the fire. This guy's on Twitter going, is there any private fire departments out there?
Damn it, man. Pisses me off. I mean, that leads me to mine. Mother Nature. It's been a rough week around the nation. Mother Nature, even here, you know, Dusty says it, be nice to someone. You know, if maybe you got a few inches in your neighborhood, see the old lady that you live next to, go shovel her driveway, go help her out.
Yep.
Down there in Oklahoma, or Texas, wherever it is, snowing, go help people out. Over in California, man, it is rough down there. It's tragic. So it's been a rough week. Mother Nature rise around the nation. Lay easy on us, guys. Lay easy on us, Mother Nature, please.